Happy Rock here at WMFO. We just finished up with the, and I can never pronounce this, even though the spelling is off, it's The Circle. At least that's what I've been told. With their song, We Can Find It, off of their new album, Revival, that you can get off of Big Stir Records. And yes, that is the, had it here a second ago, Red Rubber Ball. Yes. Thank you, Dean, for posting that, because I couldn't think of it. What did we start out with? We started out with some, Girl with a Hawk with Good Enough off of her Keep Her Lit EP from Rumbar Records. The Unusuals from 1965, I believe, with Good I'm Walking Babe. Comes off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands. Iggy and the Stooges with Search and Destroy from 1973. Susan Surftone with FBI off of her Nobody in the Real World from Acme Brothers Records. And Susan does some awesome instrumental stuff. And I said The Circle. At least that's how I think you pronounce it. I used to call it The Crickle. I have no idea. We Can Find It off of their, I told you, Revival. Big Stir Records. Go and get it. Would you please? I got to make us legal. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. There, we're legal for another hour. Please tell me I have... Yes, I have something set up here. Now, this is all Mike's fault because he had me play Dead Babies. And it got me to, you know, sometimes when I play a song, another song pops into my head, and that song's coming up next. Hey, I could have played Kinkle the Clown, but no, I'm going to play this one instead, coming up next here on Strike the Box. Trish, Dean, and Jim, do you guys want to hear anything? Send in a request via the Strike the Box radio show group. If I can find it, I will put it on the air. And if you didn't, and I didn't see it, just post it again, please. It's what kind of a show. Dean says I'm doing a great job today, but running out of music here, so be quiet, Chris, and play more music. Okay. It would be helpful to... Whoa, hold on, hold on, not that one. All right, let's try this. There we go.
Dead puppy. Dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
Dead, 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 dead puppies, dead, 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 dead.
future will bring. See what the future will bring. See what the future will bring. I'm for any old thing, a new love wedding ring. On my way as I sing, as I go down the road, I'm on my way down that road.
nation experience exploding scenes. A painful roseate splashes of blood, and the wife Rachel robots. And
there we go again, with no background, even though it says I'm playing something and I got the right fader up. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. All right, let's try clicking on to this one. Doesn't this make for great live radio? All right, how about, I don't even know if this one's going to play. No. Interesting. All right, well, we'll go without any background music. How's that? Okay, got a truck in the background there going by. We just finished up with the Chud with Leather Room. It's a off of their Silhouettes of Sound LP from 1986. And it's just weird not hearing anything other than my voice in the headphones here. We started things off, though, with some Ogden Edsel with Dead Puppies off of... says here Ogden Edsel, but actually, I have it on a Dr. Demento compilation. Made it to number one in the top 25 back in 1982 and 83. The Wigwags from Hope, Arkansas with On My Way Down the Road. Single released on the Sama label back in 1967. The Woggles with Flesh Hammer from their new album Time Has Come that you can get off of Wicked Cool Records. Some Rolling Stones by request by Dean. He wanted to hear Dead Flowers from Sticky Fingers. As I said, we played The Chud with Leather Room. And I was trying to get something... I was trying to get something ready here, and everything just seems to have messed up. Arr, live radio. Gotta love it. Yes, I have something new I want to play for you, if I can get it to play correctly here. How about the thrift stores? Thrift Store Halo with... I can't tell you, because this is, yeah, FCC rules. All right, here you go. Let's play this next.
I can't live till peace.
The Ravenettes with Red Tan by request from Trish. Comes off of their Pretty in Black LP from 2005. We started things, though, with some Thrift Store Halo with One More Time, new single by them. Some Ramones with Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue. Comes off their self-titled Ramones LP, the 40th anniversary edition. Some Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit. I believe that was actually off the Surrealistic Pillow. Not too... Anyways, then we went to the premieres with Get On This Plane from 1966. And as I said, the Ravenettes. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors. But they are also primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the tree the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic itch, skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall the leaves turn vivid orange, yellow, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadside, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come into contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face or even, more sensitive areas. A public service message from the WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and I can't resist playing this one after talking that.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
She's pretty as a daisy, but look out, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
The poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
Poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes to creeping around.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Thank you. from a majestic sailing ship, the sunlight glistened on the river of promises. We tried to block the world with nature's generosity. We pledged our hearts with a child's curiosity. Silver sparkle of each snowflake. Our bodies melted together like the chocolate in a skillet of a communion cake. We pledge to stop enduring a world so lost, so boring, and make life an adventure to the end.
all of this time, the way you just feel like falling, feel like breaking down. All of these days, the way they just run together, stretch forever on. It's just the
that means. It's Red Price Hawk doing hand clapping, and that means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here. And I don't have a lot of stuff today because I didn't bring my laptop or my iPad today. We just finished up with the brand new music from Hungry Town. That is Feel Like Falling. That's coming out on the 29th on Big Stir Records. We started things way back there with the Coasters with Poison Ivy. Some new music by the Cocktail Slippers with I Still Dream You. It's a single that you can get on Wicked Cool Records. Cornelius Flowers with Evil Head from 2016. The Chelsea Curve. Inconceivable. Oh, I forgot to put Lil Billy Lost in there too with Shout. Because tomorrow at the Burren in Somerville, it's going to be Mark Valentine from Wicked Cool Records, The Chelsea Curve, and Lil Billy Lost with special guest DJ Sherman. So please check out The Chelsea Curve, Lil Billy Lost, and Mark Valentine at the Burren, in the back room. I believe it starts at 6 p.m., so get there early. Oh, music at 7 p.m. Get there early. I'm hoping to be there. Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. I hopefully will be on the air Saturday from 2 to 4 on Wave Radio Boston, so hopefully you can check that one out too, and hopefully that'll be a good show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in today live because, as I told Dean, I was flying by the seat of my pants today. Just pulling stuff from the computer, what few CDs I had, and even a little couple of YouTube stuff here and there. Dean made a request for Dead Flowers by Rolling Stones, and unfortunately, the link was down while that song was playing. So he was talking about another Jeff Sinead playing song he likes, and I think I'm going to play that next for Dean, and maybe another song after that. We will see. Anyways, my time's up here. Stay warm. It's cool out there today. I am Chris. This is, I get my 2 more seconds here, WMFO in Medford. Okay, we're legal now. And you are listening to Strike the Box here on WMFO in Medford on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Hopefully brighten your day a little bit. Brighten mine. Brighten mind, just get back to the news, Chris. Okay, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you later.